T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
6:37, this is 100.1 FM, AM 1020, News Radio KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning, I'm Kevin Battle. On our guest list in the 8 o'clock hour, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf will join the show, as will Pittsburgh mayoral candidate Ed Gainey. And in a half hour, we'll speak to a Pittsburgh native who's done very well in the military, now in charge of a major installation.
Yeah, there's always a Pittsburgh connection,
absolutely.
Have you noticed? And since you've come back to town over the years, Kevin, as you've seen in the last year, many of our charitable organizations have had to reimagine and reinvent ways to raise needed funds for the work that's done each and every day. And one of those is Catholic Charities. We have been part of the Bishop's Dinner. I can't remember how many I attended and was the MC and highlighting the people that are doing great work. But the important part of the funds that are raised and then utilized throughout the year here in southwestern Pennsylvania. So this year, again, they've reimagined. So it's called the Catholic Charities Hope from Home Campaign. And the co-chairs are on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. And they happen to be Tom and Becky McGough. Tom is the official Executive Vice President and Chief Legal Officer, UPMC. And Becky, good morning. Good to have you both with us on KDK.
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Larry.
So I know that people, when they hear Catholic Charities, they might misunderstand that that is an organization that only helps Catholics, and the exact opposite is true, right?
No, that's absolutely true.
Yes, Catholic Charities has reaches out to all of southwestern Pennsylvania, Allegheny, Beaver, Butler, Greene, Fayette, and Washington counties, and it provides services to those communities. It helps with food, safe shelter, helps people with their utilities. It helps people to with their families, even baby supplies, clothes, diapers, formulas. They're involved in the community with all people.
So basic human needs for our community are those that are very in unfortunate circumstances. About how many people do you help throughout an average year?
Well, in their this past fiscal year, they served 27,000 individuals, and that's 30% more clients than their annual average in a non-pandemic time.
And I understand that, you know, over a six-month period, for instance, Catholic Charities spent almost their entire annual budget to meet those basic needs. And part of that was the PPE you had to follow during COVID. So it just increased the strain and demand on the financial part of it.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. The need was greater, and the cost of providing that need, providing for those needs, went up as well.
In order to give mental health services, they had to go online. They had to purchase new equipment. They had to ramp up to give their health care services online, and also to bring people into the office, rearranging the space and providing the protective equipment.
So in lieu of what was typically the Bishop's Dinner, this Catholic Charities Hope from Home campaign, which, by the way, you can go to cchopefromhome.org, get all the information, but there is going to be an event this year, and this is it. We're doing it virtually, right?
That's right. And you mentioned cchopefromhome.org. that's where the virtual event will take place. And what it's going to be is a renewing website where you can visit. There you'll see messages from the bishop, from those who work for Catholic Charities, talking about their mission and talking about how they deliver. And each week we're going to post up an award for a community champion, what Catholic Charities calls its Community Caritas Award, recognizing people and organizations in our region make a difference. The four recipients of the award this year, each week, will be an award ceremony will be posted up. Our Pirates Charities, People's Natural Gas Company, Archabbot Douglas Nowicki of St. Vincent, and the leadership of Project Cares, which is a low-barrier homeless shelter being constructed right now over on the fringe of downtown Pittsburgh.
And what's your goal for this year's campaign? I think there's a couple of weeks left in it.
Yes, it's through the campaign goes through the month of May, and the goal is to raise $600,000, and this will be used, as we said, for all of Catholic Charities, you know, and for all of their services to all the different communities spread out. And you can donate online. The information is there on the website. And no donation is too small. And we really want to try to reach out to the whole community of southwestern Pennsylvania to make a donation.
And you can do that by going to cchopefromhome.org. And throughout the month of May, as Tom and Becky have mentioned, and they have a free healthcare clinic that's open downtown that's been open for years. And Catholic Charities has been around for 110 years. And again, important to point out that regardless of background, it's the need and all peoples are served in our community. And Tom and Becky, we appreciate you being the co-chairs and your philanthropic efforts on behalf of our community. So thank you and good luck. We'll keep it going here all month.
Okay. Well, thank you. We appreciate all your support and all that KDKA does.
We would be remiss if we didn't mention Susan Rauscher, the executive director, because she's been there for a long time and done a remarkable job, especially in the last year under extraordinary circumstances.
Susan is spectacular.
Yeah, she's kind of special, don't you think?
Yes, definitely.
All right, Tom, Becky, thank you again, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Great. Thank you, Larry.
You got
Have
it.
Have a good day.
Tom and Becky McGough, Catholic Charities, and again, Tom is the chief legal officer at UPMC. And as I found out, Kevin, he's been going into work since the beginning because they got as he joked, somebody had to open the mail, you know, during this crisis period, but can't imagine the gravity of the work that they do, and then also spending time helping Catholic Charities. So you can go to cchopefromhome.org if you can help.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.